As we heard earlier, Israel is rejecting calls for an independent investigation into its raid on the aid ships bound for Gaza. Yara Lee was on board the main aid ship seized by Israeli commandos, the Mavi Marmara. She's a U.S.-based Brazilian filmmaker. Lee describes what happened when the commandos boarded the vessel.
The woman got pushed to the downstairs area, and, you know, all the women were supposed to stay quiet downstairs. So I moved downstairs as soon as I started hearing all the shooting. But then at some point I got worried about my cameraman, so I went up and I already saw, like, you know, four dead bodies and all these people injured and blood all over. I was, like, feeling like throwing up. I couldn't even handle the situation, so I went back down and
Yara,
it was really a panic.
Yara, Israel has said its commandos fired in self-defense after they were clubbed, stabbed, and fired upon by activists who had snatched the commandos' pistols. At any time, did you see any fighting between the activists and the commandos?
No, as I said, I moved to the downstairs area, and I only saw dead people when I went back up to look for my cameraman. Obviously, you know, when they start invading our ship, I'm sure they were kicking and pushing them and doing whatever they could, you know, but we didn't have weapons. I mean, our ships were fully inspected before departure, you know.
Tell us what happened to you after you were taken off the boat.
Yeah, basically they took over the bridge, and the megaphone in our room said, don't try to resist, just stay calm, because they took over the ship and there is no point of any, like, violence, because that's the end of the story and they're here, they took over. And then basically they handcuffed us with those plastic things and took the ship and all of us to the Ashdod port. And then once we got there, they processed all of us, and that was it, you know. And an hour and a half later, we were in this jail in southern Israel. And luckily, the Prime Minister of Turkey sent planes to Tel Aviv yesterday and brought us all back to Istanbul, where we were finally safe.
Yara, tell me why you were on board the Mavi Marmara. What was your personal goal for going to Gaza?
I've been outraged by this illegal siege and the blockade. I just think it's completely inhuman and completely illegal. How can you trap people in and not let any trade, not any medication, food, and, you know, clean water and reconstruction material?
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu said the aim of the flotilla was to break the blockade, not necessarily to bring aid to Gaza. And if the blockade ended, he warned hundreds of ships would bring in thousands of missiles from Iran to be aimed at Israel. What do you say to those who say that what happened on board the Mavi Marmara, what happened to you, happened because it was you and 600 other activists deciding to provoke Israel?
But we have to provoke when things are illegal. How can you have these Palestinians, these Gazan people, be completely, like, you know, locked in, where they cannot have access to food, medication, and cement, and all sorts of basic products, and you know, people are, like, injured or have diseases, and they can't have medication in the hospitals. This is illegal. This is inhuman, you know. They block the tunnels. They flood the tunnels.
Ms. Lee, if the goal was to provide humanitarian assistance to Gaza, to deliver aid, why go with 600 people then for a provocation?
It was to show solidarity, and that was a symbolic thing, to bring the humanitarian aid. But obviously, the Gazan people, they prefer to have regular trade and be normal people and, you know, and not just be living off handouts that activists people will be bringing.
So you're saying that the goal, this humanitarian goal, was symbolic?
Of course. Even if you bring 10 tons of, you know, cement and medical supplies, it's not going to solve the problem. It's a handout.
Were you briefed before starting this mission to Gaza on the Mavi Marmara about how to react in the event that there would be a confrontation with Israelis?
Yeah, I was totally ready that they were going to try to confiscate our cameras, computers, cell phones, and every type of information we had. I just didn't expect this kind of, like, murder and assassination and killing and commandos coming and half of the Navy coming after our ship. It was just, like, totally, like, heavy-handed and, you know.
Did the Israelis confiscate your cameras?
Oh, they confiscated everybody's cameras, everybody's computers, everybody's cell phones. I mean, there is no respect for press. There is no respect for civilians. We had children, like, 1 year old. We had old people, 83, 84 year old. They didn't care.
Yara Lee, a Brazilian filmmaker aboard the Mavi Marmara when Israeli commandos raided the ship. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.